When Vermont Gas announced on July 3rd that its pipeline from Colchester to Middlebury was going to cost 40% more than expected, opponents weren't happy. The harshest critics called it a bait and switch and asked regulators to revoke the company's certificate of public good approving the project. Vermont Gas spokesman Steve Wark says company officials knew as early as March that the project costs were on the rise. And he says the company probably should have told regulators sooner.
We wanted to really have kind of the final number. And in retrospect, again, it would have been better for us, I think, right out of the gate to have shared that with the department, with the board, and the other parties.
The Department of Public Service represents ratepayers for the state. This week, it recommended a $35,000 fine for the $35 million increase, but said the project should go on as approved. Chris Recchia is the department's commissioner.
We know that the benefits still surpass the costs by a hefty margin, and so that the project should continue to go forward. Nonetheless, we feel like they should be held accountable for failing to do the best job they could, and the fine makes that point.
The Public Service Board is still in the process of deciding what to do about the Phase 1 increase. And now Vermont Gas is telling them that the cost has increased for the next leg of the pipeline as well. That's the step that would bring gas under Lake Champlain to an international paper facility in New York. Company spokesman Wark said Friday that Phase 2 is going to cost $10 million more than Vermont Gas thought it would.
So it's a total increase of 15.4%. So it went from a filing cost of $64 million to $74 million, which is an increase of 15%. And 96% of that increase is paid for by international paper.
So just under a month after announcing a $35 million increase for Phase 1 of the project, the company is filing with regulators to update Phase 2 with an increased cost as well. The good news for average ratepayers is that very little of the cost falls on them. Bigger pipes and a few structures on the Vermont side of the lake are the only things that won't be covered by international paper. The other good news, Commissioner Recchia says, is that the relatively early announcement of the Phase 2 increase shows that Vermont Gas learned from the Phase 1 overruns.
I think that Vermont Gas has learned from this experience, and the fact that they are notifying the board about Phase 2 increases is timely and a good thing for them to be doing.
For now, the company and the critics await decisions from the Public Service Board, both about the Phase 1 overruns and the fate of Phase 2. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.